Live, and you can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Starting things out here tonight with a little bit of good news. I like to do good news when it comes out, and I think this one is better than the average good news. I mean, normally good news is like, some court made a decision somewhere that was the right decision. It's so occasional that that happens that that's good news.
We try to report on that when it happens.
Right? Or, you know, the politicians, for whatever reason, did the right thing in some particular area.
And of course, it's so rare that this happens that we get blamed for doing a show that, you know, is negative or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Even though we're constantly proposing solutions for people and I think trying to inject as much hope into the situation we find ourselves in as possible. Of course, Nick joining us here tonight from Free Minds Media over at freemindsmedia.com. We'll tell you more about them here in a little bit. But this story, I think, really does show that there is hope out there. And it's from the BBC. Why would a former Guantanamo Bay prison guard track down two of his former captives, two British men, and agree to fly to London to meet them? You look different without a cap. You look different without the jumpsuits. With those words, an extraordinary reunion got underway. The last time Raul Ahmed met Brandon Neely, he was behind bars, behind a cage, and Brandon was on the other side. The location had been Camp X-Ray, the high-security detention camp run by the U.S. government in Guantanamo Bay. Mr. Ahmed, originally from Tipton in the West Midlands, was among several hundred foreign terror suspects held at the center. Mr. Neely was one of his guards. The scene of this current exchange of pleasantries couldn't be more different from where they last met, a television studio in London. Also here is Shafiq Rasool, a fellow ex-Guantanamo prisoner, without whose Facebook page the reunion would never have happened. The journey of reconciliation began almost a year ago in Huntsville, Texas. Mr. Neely, 29, had left the U.S. military in 2005 to become a police officer and was still struggling to come to terms with his time as a guard at Guantanamo. He felt anger at a number of incidents of abuse he says he witnessed and guilt over one in particular.
There was no abuse at Guantanamo Bay.
Highly controversial since it opened in 2002, Guantanamo Prison was set up by George Bush in the aftermath of the 9/11 attacks to house suspected terrorists, but it's been heavily divisive and Barack Obama has said it has damaged America's national security interests and become a tremendous recruiting tool for Al-Qaeda. Of course, let's just insert here, before the story makes it sound like Obama cares about the people in Guantanamo Bay, he is just going to move them to a different facility here in the United States.
Because it matters which prison they're at. It, you know, it baffles me. It baffles me.
Well, I mean, it's a PR move.
Yes.
People have negative, there are negative connotations that people have when they think about Guantanamo Bay, so if we just indefinitely detain people and abuse them
in
somewhere
Illinois.
Else, right, in Illinois or wherever it ends up being, then that's better.
Now, Mr. Neely recalls only the good publicity in the U.S. media. He says that the news would always try to make Guantanamo into this great place, like they, the prisoners, were treated so great. No, it wasn't. You know, here I was basically just putting innocent people in cages. So this guy has come to the right conclusions about what it is that he's done. And he was willing to travel across Atlantic Ocean to apologize to these guys. And there's video footage on this BBC story. We'll post the link over at the BBS under the issues forum in the show prep for tonight. You can go and see them meet and you can see him apologize to the two men. And it was pretty good up until the point where in which the victims here, the two gentlemen who were abused and imprisoned, they actually said, oh, well, don't worry, it wasn't your fault. After this man apologized to them, it wasn't your fault, you were just doing your job. And I just thought, oh, man, wouldn't it have been so much more powerful if they had said, I forgive you? Rather than, oh, no, well, it's the government that's at fault, you're not at fault, you were just doing as you were told. As though that's okay. Even the prisoners are suffering from this it's-just-your-job mindset.
Well, some of them are.
Well, those two at the very least.
I'm sure some of them went back to their respective home countries and did start making bombs.
There's that possibility. But this is an interesting story.
I certainly think being detained for several years unjustly without a trial in conditions that probably were
awful.
Abusive.
Yeah.
I think that might really make me snap and want to kill somebody.
And there's certainly people that were innocently incarcerated there, but there were people that are likely guilty. I mean,
there were a lot of people.
They've never been tried.
Right.
That much is true. But the evidence is that there are
they had evidence that put them on trial.
Currently, there are cells led by guys that were formerly in Guantanamo.
Where's the evidence for that?
Is
that what they say on the news?
It's intelligence.
Is the CIA claiming that?
Are you telling me that you think that everybody in Guantanamo Bay was innocent, you moron?
I don't know. I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you I don't know. I think you're jumping to conclusions.
Statistically, they have to get somebody who is guilty.
Right.
Do they?
Yes, they do.
I think Mark's probably correct in that there were guilty people there, but we haven't been presented with the evidence against them. I think that's the problem.
Innocent until proven guilty.
Right. And
no, they're not. You're guilty if you're guilty, okay?
No, you're not.
Yes,
not if
you are. Not from a legal standpoint, I understand, but you're guilty even if you get away with it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, sure. If you've actually done some harm to
people. That's correct.
Right.
And there are probably people out there. I was trying to make a point. You know, and I can't even get
what
through
was that,
it.
Mark?
The point was that even if they were justly caught or whatever, they were bad guys, that the fact is, what did they do while incarcerated to get these bad guys, you know, thinking that the United States or whomever's, what were they doing to rehabilitate these people?
Nothing. Beating them. Who knows what else? The prisoners arriving on planes in goggles and jumpsuits from Afghanistan were termed by the then U.S. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld as the worst of the worst. But after getting to know some of the English-speaking detainees, Mr. Neely started to have doubts that all of them were fanatical terrorists. He recalls how, when he and Mr. Ahmed chatted through the bars at Guantanamo, that they had a surprising amount in common. It was no different from me sitting at the bar with a friend of mine talking about women or music, says Neely. He would say, you ever listen to Eminem or Dr. Dre? And he threw off a little rap, and it was just funny. I thought, how could it be somebody is here who's doing the same stuff that I do when I'm back home? Neely was 22 when he worked at the camp and left after 6 months to serve in Iraq, but after quitting the military, his doubts about Guantanamo began to crystallize. This led to a spontaneous decision last year to reach out to his former prisoners. And there's a little bit more to the story here, but what I think is most interesting about this is it shows that some people have been critical, for instance, of those folks up here we've got this wonderful movement called the Free State Project where liberty-loving people are getting together and getting active. And some of that activity has to do with civil disobedience, which has ended up with people behind bars. And there has been critique of those folks saying that, well, you can't accomplish that much for liberty when you're behind bars. And I think this is a great story that shows that you can accomplish things when you are in prison. You can have an effect on those people that are running that facility. And we've seen that happen. There's a guy named Russell Canning, who is one of the first activists to make the move for the Free State Project. He's been in jail more than a few times, and there's a story that he was contacted by one of the guards that worked at one of the prisons that he was in. Later on, down the road a couple years, they wrote to him at his newspaper, the New Hampshire Free Press, and they told him about how their encounter with Russell, the guard's encounter with Russell, changed them. And it changed them to the point where they understood that there was something seriously wrong with what was going on, with what they were doing. And so that's kind of what this guy's been experiencing. This guy experienced at Guantanamo. Oh, my gosh, these guys are people. They're not vicious criminals. They're people. Anyway, he said he was pretty new to Facebook and decided to type in their names and see if their profiles popped up, and I came across Shafiq's Facebook page. I decided to send him a little email. Released in 2004 after being held for 2 years, Mr. Rasool and Mr. Ahmed and another friend from Tipton had been captured in Afghanistan on suspicion of links to the Taliban. The three said they were beaten by U.S. troops, although this was disputed by the U.S. government at the time. After all that, the Facebook communique was a shock to Mr. Rasool. We'll get back to this story here, and I just think it's great. 800-259-9231. There is hope that people can change, especially the people that are working for the state. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. And freetalklive.com, features including live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, a webcam, listen lines, and more ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears, all free at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com. Now, are you interested in journalism and passionate about liberty? Well, you can learn about print, broadcast, or investigative journalism by interning at a newspaper, media network, or state policy organization. The program includes a week-long career workshop, a stipend, and housing assistance. Receive mentoring and job search assistance during and after your internship. Placements are available during the spring, summer, and fall. You can apply for a spring placement. No, you can't. That's old copy. You can apply for a summer placement by January 31st at libertarianinternships.com. Our number here is 1-800-259-9231. We're going to continue here this story and then get to your phone calls. The story's about a little bit of reconciliation and apologizing from the from one of the Guantanamo Bay guards to a couple of his former prisoners. And I just think it's a touching story that the BBC has put together here about how this guy, Mr. Neely, was working at age 22 in Guantanamo Bay, and of course he believed the story at first that he was told by his superiors that these are the worst of the worst, these are terrorists, these are evil men. Well, he started to talk to these supposedly evil men and found out that, well, they had a lot in common. In fact, he was talking about how they both listened to the same kind of rap music, for instance. He says, at first I couldn't believe it, getting a message from, and then he reached out to them afterwards, on Facebook. So, wonderful little tool, by the way. Free Talk Live has a Facebook fan page. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com. But how useful, how great that he could just go onto this website, type in the name of one of his former detainees, and up comes their page. He reached out to them, and they got together. He flew across the Atlantic Ocean to meet up with them and apologize in Great Britain.
Is a great tool just for the average individual to stay in touch with their family and friends from different iterations of their life, whether it's high school or college or whatever in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it really allows you to stay in touch with these people and for them to sort of get a finger on the pulse of what you're doing and what they're doing. And
it's amazing.
Yeah, it is. It is amazing. The world is absolutely changing around us.
I mean, back in the old days, you'd have to manage to keep addresses for everybody that you knew. And
the Christmas card list.
Right, the Christmas card list. You'd have to write them through snail mail in order to reach out and touch them. Now you can just friend them on Facebook, and then anything that you write in your little update status, all of your buddies get to see it when they log in and look. It's neat stuff. So anyway, it helped get these folks together, the former detainees and the former jailer. So one of the detainees says, at first I couldn't believe it. Getting a message from an ex-guard saying that what happened to us in Guantanamo was wrong was surprising more than anything. To Mr. Neely's astonishment, he received a reply, and the pair began an exchange of emails. It was at this point that the BBC asked if both sides would be prepared to meet in person. They agreed. Several months later, the ex-inmates were sitting in the TV studio waiting to be reunited with their former jailer. But Mr. Rasool was having doubts. He was feeling conflicted. He said, there's a few in my family who have said, what do you want to meet someone like that for? The way he treated you. You stay away from him, says Mr. Rasool.
Yeah, I understand where those people are coming from, but that kind of attitude is never going to bring the reconciliation that people need to have love and freedom.
Absolutely.
In this world.
Absolutely, and it's part of the reason why some of us have started the police hugging squad here in Keene. You laugh about it, but it's the same thing.
I'm sorry.
It's the same thing. These are people, the police are people who, they're human beings, and they're doing a job, and unfortunately that job involves hurting innocent people. But rather than harbor a bunch of hard feelings towards these folks, it makes more sense to show them love and compassion and forgiveness. And that's what offering them hugs is about.
At the very least, it's harder for them to beat the mentally ill, right?
Mr. Neely had also been feeling uneasy, the guard. He arrived at Heathrow Airport ashen-faced, pensive and reluctant to speak much before the meeting. Mr. Rasool and his normally gregarious friend were notably quiet as they sat in front of the TV cameras waiting for Mr. Neely to enter. No one knew what to expect, and the atmosphere was tense. After initially awkward exchange about caps and jumpsuits, the conversation turns to the reason for the visit. Mr. Neely says he'd thought about that moment a million times. He wanted to say how he'd felt complicit in their detention and acknowledge the wrong they were subjected to. But what were the pair doing in Afghanistan in 2001 when they were originally picked up?
That's an excellent question.
They explained that being in their late teens and early 20s at the time, they had made a naive, spontaneous decision to travel for free with an aid convoy weeks before a friend's wedding, due to take place in Pakistan. Mr. Ahmed admits they had a secret agenda for entering Afghanistan, but it wasn't to join Al-Qaeda. Aid work was probably 5% of it. Our main reason was just to go and sightsee, really, and smoke some dope.
Oh, there's a lot of that in Afghanistan. Yes. And it's pretty cheap, too, I imagine.
I bet it is.
At the source.
Does their former prison guard believe them? Yes, says Mr. Neely, who says he thinks it was a case of wrong place, wrong time. Both sides are beginning to bond, yet towards the end, Mr. Neely has a confession of his own. It threatens to destroy the mood of reconciliation. He's deeply ashamed of an incident in which he slammed an elderly prisoner's head against the floor.
Mm.
Mr. Neely recalls that he thought he had been under attack because the man kept trying to rise to his feet, but weeks later he discovered the prisoner thought he was being placed on his knees to be executed and believed he was fighting for his life. Mr. Ahmed is speechless, then evidently conflicted as he wrestles in his mind with whether or not he can forgive. Eventually, he says he can. Now, this part they didn't include in the video. There's a little three-minute video at the top of this where they didn't include anything about forgiveness. It was just the, you're just doing your job. But should Mr. Neely be prosecuted for his actions? Mr. Ahmed pauses again. He's realized that what he did was wrong, and he's living with it and suffering with it. And as long as that he knows what he did was wrong, that's the main thing. Afterwards, each say they genuinely found some sort of closure from meeting. The sense of relief in all their faces speaks volumes, and they leave their meeting closer to one another. The story will be featured on BBC Two's Newsnight. Apparently the full version is what they'll be showing on the BBC at, I think that's tonight, over in the UK. So, love that story. I just thought it was great because it shows that, you know, there is hope for people on both sides. Mark, you, and I think you and Nick are right that, yeah, there's a good chance that some of the people that were imprisoned in Guantanamo Bay are going to go out and commit violence. And sure, some of the guards will never be repentant for what it is that they've done. But this shows that there are some folks on both sides that can come together.
Yep.
And things can get better.
You know, I was talking, on Facebook, right? Got into it with a discussion with some Republican sorts, and it was regarding the war and all that kind of thing.
Not even they are hopeless.
And I would hope, the funny thing was is that it's like they were using collective terms like we and us describing the United States, and I always find that it's difficult to sort of weave your way through that because to some extent I am a we in the United States, and to some extent I'm not. I am on this landmass with the rest of you, and we have the same government, but
but you're not responsible for what's
understood. Happening. But trying, they were acting like everything began on 9/11.
Oh,
and
boy. Typical.
I showed them a timeline of the history in the Middle East. They didn't even want to see that.
Cognitive dissonance.
If you don't take responsibility for your actions in the circumstance, you'll never get freedom around.
We can talk more about it here in moments. You can chime in as well. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because He created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068 and feel the minty freshness.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. Those features include updates. Get signed up. Keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Head over to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Join more than half a million people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark, empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. Also saving you a heck of a lot of money compared to going through the normal lawyer route. It's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL and you can save an additional $10 off your order. LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
All right, we continue here. Take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Ah, good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, I wanted to comment on Guantanamo and how really the United States under Rumsfeld, Cheney, Bush, Powell, and Rice set a really bad precedent regarding past treaties and conventions against civilian populations. What the United States did under international law through its extraordinary renditions was to illegally kidnap citizens of other countries within their countries without the consent of their governments. And what it means is that the Geneva Conventions that were passed after the Second World War and many of the agreements regarding kidnapping and have been violated by the U.S. government on a grand scale. If we look at Guantanamo and the number of detainees that were actually proven to be terrorists, something like maybe six or eight out of that whole group, and it goes to show how really badly the CIA did extraordinary renditions. And as you'll notice, if you've been following Italy over the last 2.5 years...
Wait a minute, Frank, before you go on, you said there were 6 to 8 of the people in Guantanamo that were proven to be terrorists?
Yeah.
In what context? Because there's not been a trial.
And the rest...
Wait. Under what context? There has not been a public trial for these men, so how have they been proven to anything?
Well, the point is that's basically what, out of all of the hundreds or all of the thousands of detainees in Guantanamo and Abu Ghraib, we only have 6 or 8 quote-unquote terrorists, and that's, again, according to the government.
Okay, so they're just claiming. That's just their claim, then.
Yeah, the claim. But here's the big thing. What's really bad is that these innocent kidnappees, victims of the United States, hostile aggression, were waterboarded, tortured, all sorts of things happened. And if you look at what happened to those detained at Abu Ghraib, you notice that there was also sexual abuse as well as waterboarding, violence, and different things. And 6 American soldiers and officers are actually doing, up to 30 years in Leavenworth for their crimes at Abu Ghraib. So what I want to say is this. It really represents a low part of the United States regarding international law. And you have countries that are courageous, like Italy, that actually found 26 CIA agents and the station chief guilty of kidnapping innocent residents or citizens of Italy, and they held a trial in absentia because the CIA and the CIA agents were too cowardly to go and to take their place at the trial. And as a result, I mean, you know, thank Little Italy for doing what major nations and what the UN should have done.
So wait a minute. So those people were found guilty, but they don't actually have to serve any time because
Italy is trying to extradite them, and they know the station chief, and they have a list
of
26 agents.
Cooperate. They'll need the United States to cooperate, and the United States is not going to extradite agents of the CIA.
That's correct. But what's interesting is now that Obama has signed the Interpol law that gives Interpol the ability to be sovereign in this country, what could happen is through Interpol they could bring the CIA 26 agents to stand trial in Italy or to do prison time since they have their trial in Italy. Mm. So it's very interesting.
I wouldn't keep my hopes up for that.
I'm not keeping my hopes up for it. But the point is that's a legal possibility as to what could happen. And I think the United States really should be, well, one thing I want to say, Canada gave one of their citizens or landed residents to the United States under the terrorist thing. That person was held at Guantanamo, served several years. Then when he was released because he was innocent and returned to Canada, he sued the Canadian government and they paid him $28 million. For their crime of sending him to the United States, considering they had no evidence against him. So that's what should happen. All of those detainees in Guantanamo should be able to have the U.S. pay the millions and millions of dollars.
I agree with
A,
that.
Imprisoning them, and number two, violating their rights and torturing them, which is against the U.S. law, the Constitution, and our treaties.
Thank you, Frank, I think we should hold Bush...
Yep. Rumsfeld, Cheney, all of them responsible, and I think we should have them extradited to The Hague to stand trial for war crimes.
I would agree
with that. Not that I like The Hague too much, but I believe they should stand trial for war crimes. I just don't think the odds of it happening are not very good.
Thank you, Frank, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. It's hard for me to agree with the last portion. I like the idea of giving these folks restitution, the ones that have been victimized, but I'm not somebody that wants to get even. I would much rather just, not that this is going to happen, but I'd much rather just have the government go away and forgive them for what they've done rather than try to exact some sort of form of retribution against the people that have done the harm.
I can understand the point you're making. As somebody who doesn't think that government is ever going to completely go away, I think to some extent it serves a purpose to hold people who held political office accountable for the ills that they committed. It does.
Of course, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to get your people into the positions of power in which they could hold those other people accountable.
I think more likely that it's going to occupy people's minds with fantastic scenarios that are never going to come about, and you know they waste their time wanting this retribution
right.
that's never going to happen. George Bush and Rumsfeld and whomever are not going
right.
to the Hague for trial ever.
I'll agree with that, but as a moral point, it does not bother me that Nazi leaders were executed at Nuremberg at the end of the war.
Doesn't bother me
running
either,
death camps.
But I wouldn't be involved in it personally. I would not want to have a hand in any of that.
I probably wouldn't mind, personally. I would probably be eager to help out with that.
Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. I think he'd be eager, too. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, just wanted to raise public awareness about a certain child safety issue here.
What's that?
Well, if a Girl Scout comes knocking on your door to sell Girl Scout cookies, that's strictly forbidden by their rules that they're under that have nothing to do with the government.
Wait, and, what's forbidden? Them knocking
on doors?
For
her, it's dangerous for these days for a Girl Scout to go around and go knocking on doors selling Girl Scout cookies.
Are you
door
serious?
To door. Absolutely.
How do you know this?
Now,
how do you know?
Because my daughter is a Girl Scout,
and they're telling that they are being told that they're not allowed to knock on doors. What if you're there with her? What if you're a parent is present?
That's different. But if she's just going around by herself, what you do is, and it doesn't involve the government either, mm-hmm. is you take a look at the order form and you write down who the troop leader is, and it has the troop leader's contact information, not the Girl Scout's own information. Okay, either for the same reason. And you tell the Girl Scout, for her own good, that you're going to report her to her troop leader.
Are you serious? Why
Absolutely.
Would somebody snitch on a little nice little girl like that?
Because we don't want anything to happen to the kid. And it doesn't involve the government. See, now what would
Are you really being government? Serious? You really mean that?
Absolutely. It's really for their own good that you would report them, and the
no,
government is
not
getting involved. What you got to do is...
Well, I agree with not getting the government involved, but I think this is a lot of overreaction. Thank you for the call, Tom. Appreciate hearing from you. I think that people are much more... Young people are much more at risk from their family members than they are the people down the street from them. There's
well,
more coming up.
Don't they increase that risk by going to the people's doors?
I suppose they do, but didn't you go to people's doors when you were a kid?
I was the number one salesman for my Cub Scout troop.
More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks like access to the AMP-only forums, AMP-only call-in lines, and more. Get all the details, get signed up with PayPal or any major credit card, or some of our alternative options. Had somebody send in silver, I think, recently. amp.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, I'm going to just a little more discussion, I think, is warranted on what Tom was calling in about a moment ago from New Hampshire, pointing out that there's actually a rule for the Girl Scouts, and I presume something similar exists for the Cub Scouts, but because that's what you were doing back when you were a young man, Mark. You were going door to door. You were selling things on behalf of the scouting organization, and Tom says that the Girl Scouts are prevented.
To the jamboree, I believe it was this little get together.
The scout jamboree.
As
though any of your neighbors going to want to go to that.
As if any of them would ever want to go to this. What tickled
me? They sing songs and do skits and stuff like that.
It wasn't even that.
Right?
No, it was like crafts and stuff.
Really?
So it was just walking around this barn with some crafts. I have no idea why anybody would want to go to this thing, but people would buy five at a time.
Wow, just because you're cute.
Right, that was really the reason,
yeah.
And I had no idea.
Yeah.
The Cub Scouts said, go sell these things. If you sell X number, we'll give you a Boy Scout pin.
You know? Boy, what a ripoff. At least the Girl Scouts are selling you something that you can eat.
Yeah.
So basically, he was calling to say that apparently now in the rules of the Girl Scouts is that when they're going around or when they're doing cookie sales, they are not allowed to go door to door without having parental guidance, if you will. Now, it makes sense to me that a parent should go with their young lady to sell these cookies simply because, well, the parent might be able to give them some sales tips as they're accompanying them and help them in getting better at selling the cookies. And, you know, maybe walk them up to the door the first few times and stand there with them as they're doing it, and then maybe once they get a little more comfortable, stay on the sidewalk as they walk up to the door. But they're saying that they can't go alone. And I just think it's an overreaction. Are there stories out there of some Girl Scout or Cub Scout getting abducted as they go door to door selling?
Do you
want to
be
things?
The first one? I mean, I think that people contact the parents of the child rather than the scout leader, because mm-hmm. I don't think that there's any reason for that level of sort of social ostracism. But, you know, if you, for whatever reason, want to contact the parent and tell them that you don't think that should be done, then okay. I think it depends. Obviously, people need to be free to make their own decisions. And I think that it depends on the neighborhood. Clearly, I was right when I decided to go door to door back in 1978 or whatever it was.
Are there more pedophile rapists now than there were back in 1978?
I don't know.
No, there are not. There is the same amount of danger, if there is any, lies out there. And I guess maybe you could make the argument that, well, your kids, if they're out playing, because parents aren't always out with their 8-year-old when they're outside playing, right? They're out there doing whatever it is they're doing, sports or playing tag or hide and seek with their friends. They're out there doing that. You could make the argument that that doesn't entice as much as, say, presenting oneself in front of the door of a pedophile rapist or something like that. I suppose you could make that point. But if you've got a pedophile rapist that's in your neighborhood and they're interested in molesting children, I don't know if going up to their door or not is really going to make a difference. Wouldn't they be out looking for their next victim?
I couldn't tell you. I mean, I can see the fear.
I can understand the concern that parents have, and I think it's a decision that individual parents are going to have to make on their own. Like Mark said, I think it would depend on the neighborhood, for one. If you live in a pretty rough neighborhood, it might not be the best idea, whether you're concerned about pedophiles or anything else. If you're living in a small town and you know your immediate neighbors anyway, it's probably not that big a deal to let your kid go alone to knock on their door.
How much extra risk does walking up to the door entail versus just playing down at the park?
Try to imagine that the child is a little pot of gold. And the question is, will people that wouldn't normally steal a pot of gold that's presented at their doorstep? I don't know. I think that it probably in today's day and age, for one, there's customs, right? And mm-hmm. I think that today's sort of custom would be to go to the door in the immediate vicinity, go to the property with the child as they go door to door. And yeah. I think that it makes the people at the door feel better and everything. You remember the story of the little boy
that's
that
true.
I told you
can't be accused of something if the other parent is there
at the campground, where the little boy said he needed help with his pants, mm-hmm. and I was the only one in the bathroom. He was asking me with help right. help using the bathroom, and I'm like, I don't know what to do. I'm not
Mister.
Campground.
I caught my wee wee in my pants.
Right, he needed help, and I didn't even know what to do.
Oh man,
the parents were nowhere nearby. I couldn't look out and find the parents. I just the last thing I wanted was to walk into the bathroom and see me fiddling with this kid's
kneeling
pants.
Down in front of the young boy.
You know, and
I think it's a reasonable concern to have.
No, I agree with you absolutely.
And I, you know, in that particular instance, you were talking, you know, I
but
just,
it's a current concern based on the current state of society, not anything else beyond, well, what will people think, right? And what will people think may result in what they'll do. They could lash out. They could call the cops. Who knows?
Right.
So I agree with you. I think that
the same person that would let their 4-year-old or whatever, you know, wander hundreds and hundreds of feet from the campground into a bathroom by themselves and, that kind of thing, it seems to me is the same kind of, parent that would be more likely to lash out physically at somebody who, you know, they caught, you know, they jumped to a conclusion.
Well, yeah, I still think that what makes the most sense is for the parent to accompany their child on a sales expedition like this, like we're talking about. I think that's the most sensible thing to do, and you're right, it's certainly going to mitigate any kind of risk that is out there. Not only that, it'll help them in their sales ability. So that seems to be the best thing to do, but I also think the whole concept is predicated on this fear factor that is spread throughout society by essentially the mainstream media.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that there are newspaper stories and television stories and sensational reporting that goes on about all these pedophile rapists are out there. Look out. Keep your kids
lurking
safe.
Lurking around.
It's just not the case. It's just not. With the people that are likely to molest your children are Uncle Bob or whoever it is that's in your family, but Grandpa or Grandma.
That's certainly true. A big part of that isn't necessarily because family members are more likely to molest children. It's just they're around them a lot
there.
More. Right? They're around a lot more often. So if they're prone to have thoughts about molesting children, they're probably going to act on them if they have a window of a few years to
and
do
trust.
That. Right. That's a factor as well. But so I guess that doesn't necessarily negate the fact that if your child's going around knocking on doors, that is going to expose them to more people.
That's true.
And
no, y'all have convinced me. I mean, like I said, I think it's a good idea for you to go with your kids, but it's not necessarily the end of the world if you don't.
So what do you think, according to from Tom's call there, what do you think that the right step to take if you find somebody who is sending their child around and you think that child may be in danger as a result? What steps are you going to take?
Oh, I wouldn't think the child was in danger. So I wouldn't do anything. It's none of my business.
All right.
Am I going to call their parents and say, hey, I don't think you're doing a very good job of parenting. You should be accompanying your child. None of my business. If they told their kid that they can go out and do what they're doing.
What if they didn't? How do they know?
Yeah, I'm not going to snitch.
All right.
I'm not going to snitch on a kid. Maybe if I had some sort of relationship with the parents, if I knew who the young person was and I felt like, I wouldn't be overstepping a bound by communicating that to them. But can you imagine just the gall that somebody would have to call up a set of unknown parents and say, I don't think what you're doing is right.
I think what I would probably do is buy the little girl's cookies and tell her, hey, the purchase is going on, I'm kind of worried about you going door to door. Shouldn't your parents be with you or something?
Where's mommy and daddy? You could ask her. Sure, that would make sense. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231.
Plus, those Samoas are awesome. Love those things.
When did they come out? Is it springtime, right?
I have no idea.
Soon.
It's always just a surprise to me.
I think you start ordering pretty soon.
Okay. All right. So we're going to continue here. Hour number two is coming up. Also want to tell you to take the startpage.com 7-day challenge for 7 days. Use startpage.com instead of your big brother search engine. You'll experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines. And unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. Start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. That's startpage.com. Coming up here, there's more good news. We didn't get to all the good news today. There's multiple instances of good news to share with you. So we'll share some of that. And then some insane news from around the world. That's coming up. 800-259-9231. Specifically, Hugo Chavez. And what is going on down there with their currency? Hour number two is coming up. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.